This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, is with me, and we're very pleased to welcome Richard Goldberg, a senior advisor at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Iran, a new administration in weeks, and the Islamic Republic undermined by the loss of the Hezbollah, the loss of the Assad regime, the complete loss of Hamas as a surrogate, and the general understanding that Iran has very few options going forward. So what is to be done? Richard, a very good evening to you. Remind everybody, because it's been some years, what is the maximum pressure campaign of the first Trump administration? What was it? What did it achieve? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, Malcolm. Well, the maximum pressure campaign combined unprecedented historic economic and financial pressure on the regime in Tehran, combined with constant political warfare, diplomatic warfare at the United Nations Security Council and other UN fora, trying to continue to roll back Iran in the international community, not just in the economic sense. And also establishing over time a military deterrent and a credible military threat, with that obviously manifesting most in the taking out of Soleimani in early 2020. And we saw the impact that had on the regime. By the end of 2020, just as Donald Trump was about to leave office and turn over to Joe Biden, the IMF had told us that Iran was down to just $4 billion in accessible foreign exchange reserves. Soleimani was dead, their terror mastermind. Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, the godfather of their nuclear weapons program, also dead, apparently assassinated by the Mossad inside of Iran. The snapback of UN sanctions was in dispute, but being pushed at the UN Security Council. An investigation had been launched into undeclared nuclear sites in Vienna at the International Atomic Energy Agency. So we were on a path to really bring that regime down to its knees. And we saw the terror budgets go down as their overall revenues went down, which you would expect. Now, we obviously had a change of fortune for the regime over the last 4 years, where their budgets were going back up. Their terror budgets then were going back up as they were being allowed to export oil freely to China, mainly going from roughly between 300 to 500,000 barrels per day under the Trump administration at the end, to upwards of 2 million barrels per day we've seen over the last year and a half, which is clearly an unacknowledged sanctions relief policy in effect from the Biden administration. Now, we had this conversation, John, Malcolm, 6 months ago. I would have told you if Donald Trump wins the election, it's going to be very difficult putting maximum pressure back together. It'd be sort of Humpty Dumpty with Iran on the march, seven fronts of war, Israel under attack, being constrained, taking ongoing rockets and missiles from Lebanon, the Houthis in Yemen, militias in Iraq, obviously Assad being a hub, a transshipment point, a basing point for Iran in the Middle East, and the ongoing war against Hamas, let alone Iran crossing the Rubicon twice this year with launching direct missile attacks from its own territory against Israel, and now being on the one-yard line of the nuclear weapons capability, not just amassing this high-level purity near-weapons-grade uranium, but also, as we understand now, working on computer modeling of a weapon itself. Not a good picture until just the last couple of months when Israel unshackled itself from the pressure of the Biden administration, went on offense, and has really handed Donald Trump an unbelievably unexpected opportunity to seize the moment of Iran's vulnerability, thanks to the Israeli military, as you just mentioned, Hezbollah decimated, Hamas decimated, Assad now having fallen, and by the way, Iran no longer having any strategic air defense after Israel's last retaliation. You still have the Houthis. They're still firing missiles and drones into the Red Sea. You now have the IRGC, the Revolutionary Guard, after Assad's fall, sort of falling back to their Alamo outside their borders in Iraq. It's not to say that there isn't a big threat still from Iran. They're still on that 1 yard line of the nuclear weapons capability. That's the wild card in all of this. But Iran is on its heels. The seven front war is no longer seven fronts. The ring of fire around Israel has been broken. They have no air defense. What a moment if Donald Trump wants to seize, to return to maximum pressure, bring all that sanctions pressure back, the political isolation, the diplomatic isolation back, restore our credible military threat, and finally remove the biggest threat we face from Iran, which is their nuclear weapons program.
How do you see the personnel with the engagement of Stefanik as the representative of UN, certainly a welcome appointment? Can U.S. leverage its position to strengthen the sanctions? And second, to talk about Richard Grenell as a special envoy, how does that fit into this effort to leverage the position at the UN to get more sanctions?
Yeah, let me just say that on personnel and all the key people who have been tapped for leadership posts in the national security apparatus will be making decisions on this file. I couldn't be more impressed, and I think we should be optimistic that all the right recommendations will be coming. Obviously, the president makes the decision, but as far as alignment on the policy, I think what I've just laid out is pretty good in line with all the names that you've mentioned and more. Who's going to be in charge of what? Well, you have the Treasury Secretary designee in Scott Bessent, somebody who understands the power of sanctions. I don't think is somebody who's afraid to use them. I think understands that we can make the regime in Iran poor again, and something that we can aim to do very quickly through his powers at the Treasury Department. A Secretary of State in Marco Rubio, who understands exactly the reason why we have to return to maximum pressure on Iran, and understands that in his authorities, he can maximize pressure on the oil sanctions side, press Beijing, and help the president communicate to Xi Jinping that we won't hesitate to search all the breadcrumbs, wherever they may lead inside China, to crack down even on state-owned enterprises that are involved in the illicit oil trade. You have a national security advisor in Congressman Mike Waltz, and, of course, Secretary of Defense designate in Pete Hegseth, both of them very outspoken on the threat we face from Iran long term, supporters in the past of maximum pressure. Congressman Waltz even tweeting out in the last 24 hours or so and talking on television interviews about maximum pressure being the policy that is likeliest to be pursued. You mentioned Elise Stefanik, going to be an amazing UN ambassador, really taking on the offensive against Iran and other adversaries at the UN instead of playing defense in a corner or trying to dilute our own principles and values to make people happy at cocktail parties. And you're going to see a real political warfare campaign against our enemies and adversaries at the Security Council. So I'm excited about that. So this is a group of individuals who understand the threat we face there from Iran, understand, I think, the historic opportunity that we are being presented with at this moment, and understand the priority of the threat, that we have to ensure Iran cannot hold us hostage, cannot extort us, cannot threaten the United States or our allies with a nuclear weapons capability or a nuclear weapons threshold status.
Richard Goldberg is a senior advisor to the Foundation of the Defense of Democracies, Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Crooks are targeting kids on social media and selling them pills that often contain fentanyl. It may not seem like a drug deal, but it definitely is. So before buying pills from social media, think again. Learn more at McGruffPSA.org and go for real. Brought to you by USPTO and the National Crime Prevention Council.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
L-E-T-E-N-B-C. Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.